Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Sandy, I'm the puppet of home. Sandy, yeah, I'm on my own. Sandy,
welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host, the guy over there, is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Sarah Nathan. Thanks, Sarah, for your support. We can't do it without listeners like you. So we have these bonus episodes, Greg, so that we can talk even more about music we're excited about. And if you are sick of hearing us talk, just listen to the music, because it's exciting. We're excited. Give us a little taste. What are you going
to
lay on us?
Well, I want to pay a little bit of a tribute to an artist, singer, songwriter, et cetera, who was in not one, but two really great, I would say criminally overlooked bands in the last couple of decades.
All right, I'm very curious to hear what you have in store. We'll hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinion. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. You know, criminally underrated is a cliche.
It is.
Almost. But I see the conviction with which you are approaching this topic, and I can't wait to hear who the band is.
Well, this gentleman, Adam Schlesinger, who died in 2020 at age 52 of COVID, tragically, was in two very good bands. And he's really known for one song. It's Stacy's Mom, Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, it's not my favorite Fountains of Wayne
song
by a long,
you know,
long
one
shot.
Hit wonder kind of, yeah.
You know, I went back and listened to some of the music again from Fountains of Wayne and realized, you know, hey, they had a ton of great songs and that were never really recognized as being great songs because they weren't being played on mainstream radio or MTV or anything.
Modern
like that.
Rock radio. Remember that genre?
Yes, indeed. But he was in another band that I liked even more than Fountains of Wayne, and that was Ivy. Even more overlooked, I thought. But strangely enough, the reason I'm on this little kick here is their 1997 album, Apartment Life, is being reissued with bonus tracks on its 25th anniversary. I go,
wow.
Wait a minute. This album, Apartment Life, sold so poorly it got them kicked off their label. Atlantic dropped them after this album came out. Although, you know, you look back on the reviews, including mine, they were quite laudatory. And I in fact, thought that Adam Schlesinger did some of his best work with Ivy. And that band ended up making a half dozen albums over like a 15-year period. It should be noted that Adam was in this band with two other people, Andy Chase and Dominique Durand. Mm. Andy and Adam were kind of like the driving forces initially in the band. They recruited Dominique as a singer, even though she'd never played in a band, much less sung before. Mm. She ended up being a perfect fit for what they were trying to do. This is a very different band than Fountains of Wayne. If you could describe Fountains of Wayne as sort of a power pop band, indie pop, whatever. This was a more atmospheric project with Ivy. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with the way Dominique Durand sang. You know, very much in that French tradition, the Francois Hardy, Charlotte Gainsbourg. I love that vocal
style. Well, we're both suckers for that, yeah. And Stereolab.
And the music fit, you know, rather than the power pop of, you know, Fountains of Wayne, Chase and Schlesinger were writing more in the vein of a, you know, sort of a atmospheric, a little bit of a bossa nova, trip hop kind of vibe. The music was more breezy, let's say.
Cabaret.
But I loved that sound, and I thought as good as Apartment Life was in 1997, very good record, the one that I really, really love is the follow-up album, their third album called Long Distance. Came out in 2000. It produced a song that I can play at any time, anywhere, and be brought to a certain place. It's called Edge of the Ocean. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in the last 20 years or so. Dominique Durand's vocals perfectly suit this track. Yes, I do feel like I'm on the edge of the ocean whenever I hear this track. And it's a testament to the brilliant songwriting of Adam Schlesinger, and in this case, Andy Chase, and Dominique Durand, who also co-wrote this track. Here it is from Ivy, Edge of the Ocean on Sound Opinions.
And the sky is deep and blue. Won't you take me there with you? Ooh.
That is Edge of the Ocean from Ivy, a little bit of a tribute to Adam Schlesinger, who's co-wrote that track, and just recognizing a terrific band that never got its due in its day.
No, and he was a really underrated songwriter, Greg. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott, and we are always open for your comments on the Facebook group or leave a voice message on the website, soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.